This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming up around 11:30, but let's talk Ravens now. Ravens back at practice today, getting ready for the Vikings as favorites, 4.5. Ravens won 2 in a row, 2 in a week, as a matter of fact, after having not won 2 games all season long. Minnesota coming off an upset at Detroit. From the Baltimore Banner, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the program, Childs Walker. Childs, good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well, guys. Things are, more optimistic than they were the last time I was on. So let's go.
No doubt. And let's go back. Speaking of which, and me and Nolan were just talking like 2 weeks ago. There's no way they're going to be 5-5. Now I'm going to be angry if they don't get to 5-5. But just the roster, now that people are healthy, number 8, most importantly, and they've acquired pieces via the trade, Eric DaCosta, compare the roster today to what it was against Houston a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, well, there's no comparison to the roster against Houston just because, I mean, especially on defense, they had so many guys missing. And then, I mean, obviously, you're missing Lamar on offense. So, I mean, that was a shell of a team. And, you know, the result reflected that in every way. I mean, this is at least, you know, something resembling the team that we thought they were going to have going into the season with, I mean, you know, Matt Ibike is the biggest piece that is not coming back, but they really have not patch that over, and they really have no way to patch that over. So, I mean, that's, you know, they're just going to have to figure that out. But, I mean, that's, you know, you're going to probably have one or two of those a year. I mean, they were exceptionally lucky last year. That probably wasn't going to happen again this year. So, I mean, I think they're in pretty good shape roster-wise. I mean, the most difficult thing they're facing is still the math of the hole that they dug themselves. I mean, they don't have a lot of room for error. And, you know, this game this week is, I mean, This to me is probably the toughest game in that stretch, and you know they can't have a slip up. So that's the difficulty they face, not so much the roster.
Hey, Childs, I was a little surprised they didn't add another D tackle, you know, in the trade. You know, just a slobber knocker, just a real good run player. I thought they would have added.
Yeah, I mean, that was certainly the one that seems to be out there. You're right. They could just use a body there. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be a star. I mean, they weren't gonna give the Jets what the Cowboys did to get Quinnen Williams, right? I mean, that wasn't gonna happen. We knew that. So I mean, that kind of impact player didn't expect. I did kind of expect them to add another body. On the other hand, I think the guys they've thrown in there have held up okay. I mean, you're not gonna get the impact that you did from Matt Ibike, obviously. I mean, even Travis Jones is playing pretty well. I mean, his impact is more to occupy multiple blockers than to be like a big time playmaker. They don't have that guy in the mix, but I do think those guys have been decent. I mean, I think Okoye has wildly exceeded expectations. I mean, he's been actually a solid rotation player. I mean, they didn't think they were going to get anything at all from him, right? I mean, Urban, I think has been pretty solid. Jenkins has been better than I thought he would be.
Jenkins has been real good.
Yeah, I mean it's not a deep group, and if one of those guys gets hurt, then you're in bad shape. So I definitely see it. But I don't know. I mean, maybe they just didn't like what was out there. I don't know. And then obviously, I mean, you know, they could always have added a quality offensive lineman, but we saw those guys just didn't move yesterday. I mean, teams aren't trading those guys. I think there was one significant offensive line trade yesterday.
So Trevor Penning.
Trevor Penning, who hasn't even been very good. So, I mean, you know, I think there just wasn't a lot to be had there. But defensive line, yeah. I mean, if you had to say what you wish they had done that they didn't do, that would be it.
Now, Childs, I think Sunday's game, I'm with you. I think this is going to be the most difficult game they had in, you know, over the next four or five. But I think this game is all about, and I told Bob earlier, I think it's all about the Ravens' offense. You know, it's about the O-line. Can they handle the stunts and the twits and the blitzes? And then if Lamar, you know, can handle it all, I think they'll be in good shape because their offense, Minnesota's offense, is not that explosive. So if Lamar can handle things, I think they'll be in great shape.
Yeah, and you know we know the Flores blitzes have gotten to him in the past, right? I mean, everybody remembers that game against the Dolphins from 21 when, you know, all those zero blitzes.
That was G-Ro. That was G-Ro.
Yeah, it was. No, that's right. And by and large, Lamar's track record against the blitz has been very good, certainly in the last few years. So no reason he shouldn't be able to handle it. And also, you can run on the Vikings. I mean, you know, they've had some big rushing performances against them. So it's a defense they should be able to attack. I mean, I guess the other question is on the other side of the ball. I agree with you. That's not a particularly dynamic offense. On the other hand, I mean, where they've been weakest is in protecting their quarterbacks. And that's the biggest question mark for the Ravens, right? Can they get any pressure even against a vulnerable team? And, you know, the Minnesota offensive line has gotten healthier. So, I mean, that to me is the big, I don't know, on the other side of the ball. Because I think if they can get pressure on McCarthy, they're in really good shape. And, you know, can their big trade line addition, I mean, you know, can Jones, you know, begin to change that productivity of the pass rush, which just hasn't been there. I mean, you know, that would be huge. So, I mean, that'll be one of the major things we're looking at on Sunday.
I would line up Jones against their right tackle, Brian O'Neill, and have him do his spin move back inside, and he'll be in McCarthy's lap. I think they need to blitz. I think they need to come almost take a page out of the Vikings book like they did last week against Detroit. Do not let him get comfortable early, and I think they need to win the first quarter to shut the crowd up.
Yeah, I mean it's a tough place to play. There's no doubt about that, and you know Harbaugh referenced that the other day. Look, if the Ravens are on the upswing to the degree that we think they are, this is a game you win. But you know this is a team that was a mess for most of the season. So I mean you can't take for granted that they're gonna show up and play a big game in Minnesota. So to me, this is a game that's really going to tell us where this team is. I mean, it's a real litmus test game, not only important in the standings, but in terms of giving us a sense of, you know, are they really poised to become that team that we thought they could be coming into the season?
Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner, talking Ravens and Vikings coming up 1 o'clock in Minnesota. Ravens are 4.5-point favorites. Charles, last thing for you, Keaton Mitchell. We've started to see him get more involved. How much more will his role possibly grow now that we're back from the super terrific mini bye here?
I don't know that we're going to grow a huge amount. I mean, he works really well as a counterpoint to Henry, and we've seen that in. You know, did they probably wait a little too long to go to that? I mean, I think they would acknowledge that they did. I don't see him touching the ball a dozen times a game, though, or, you know, even 8 or 10 times a game. I mean, I just don't, you know, there's been no indication that they would carve out that size of role. But, you know, if you get him the ball even 4 or 5 times in a game, again, you know, after you've been hammering at a team with Henry, I mean, only one or two of those plays has to hit for it to be a big deal in the game. And I think they get that at this point. So I do think we'll continue to see him, but I don't necessarily see a hugely increased role.
Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner, what's happening on the website as we're days away from kickoff? Because we all think the Ravens are going to go 12-5 now after this 1-5 start, right?
Well, you can start to dream on 11-6 when you look at their schedule, right? I mean, but that's the NFL, right? We have these absurd swings of optimism. That's the nature of the thing. I mean, you know, we were ready to to write him off 2 weeks ago, and now you know people are dreaming big again. So that's the fun of this league. But you know, obviously got the full package Ravens stuff this week, and then you know there's still plenty going on in Orioles land with the new manager introduction and everything that will ensue from that. So it's there's plenty going on in the area right now, and you got Terp stuff happening too. So yep.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner. Childs, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday.
Thanks, Childs.
Thanks for having me.
There's Childs, everybody. We'll come back. Whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. We'll get into that. What's happening historically on this day, November 5th, believe it or not. We'll catch up with some of the cool stuff that took place on this date. Jacob Calvin-Meyer, speaking of the Orioles, talked to him about yesterday's press conference. And now the most important thing, the offseason, getting this team right and getting ready to move up the standings in the AL East. Jacob from the Baltimore Sun. Then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. We're jamming here on The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Talk about this more during NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. But the Jets, the two big trades, Sauce Gardner to the Colts, then Quinn and Williams to Dallas. New York's draft capital is now, what, 8 first and second round picks over the next two drafts, 26 and 27.
So of those 8 picks, Bob, you got to figure because they're ones and twos. I mean, you got to hope that minimum 5 of 8 are players for you.
But, I mean, Q's usually wrong. But to his point, I mean, we buy in Mendoza as a franchise quarterback or a Ty Simpson, somebody like that. I mean, there's no, like, full-on, no doubt he's the guy. Not that that always works out in the end anyway, but there's not that dude. Best player in the draft might not even be a quarterback.
Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, and Mendoza's going to – we're going to see if Mendoza can – you know, because he's got some big games, Bob, coming up that we'll see how he plays in those games. Because when you saw him play against Maryland, he was just – okay.
Yeah, he was okay against Iowa. I mean, he made plays to win games.
Yeah.
But either way, speaking of college football, the rankings came out last night, first playoff rankings. Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, Texas A&M 3, Alabama 4, Georgia 5, Ole Miss 6, BYU 7. Let's see here. Who's at number 8? I can't.
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
And they're playing each other.
Oregon 9er, Notre Dame 10, Virginia. Power fours get a team. They're 11. And then Memphis, who just lost 2 weeks ago to UAB in front of like four people. There were more people at the Maryland Coppin game than were at the UAB Memphis game. They're 12.
Yeah, I don't like the Memphis one. And then the big game this week is BYU at Texas Tech.
That's huge.
Yeah. So, I mean, that'll be pretty good, you know.
Hey, Navy would have won their game, which they did against North Texas. They might be sitting at 12 right now.
And
same conference.
Well, Navy's going to get hammered this week.
Right, but at least for a week, they would have been in it. But that's the updated. It's obviously going to change throughout the course of the next few weeks, no doubt about it. Hey, if you like your Tuesday college football, how about Akron beating UMass last night? 44-10, UMass 0-9. 0-9er. And then Ohio beat Miami of Ohio 24-10. Why is that significant? ESPN's latest bowl projections has Maryland playing Miami and whatever the game in Detroit's called now on December the 26th. It used to be the Quick Lane Bowl.
Yeah.
I have no clue. No offense. No idea what it's called now.
The names are so... I liked it. You know, like when I was playing, you know, back late 70s, early 80s, you know... Each bowl they had, like, it was the Peach Bowl, the Rose Bowl. You know, wasn't all these such-and-such Rose Bowl and such-and-such Peach
Corporate
Bowl.
Corporate sponsors started to get their way in there in the late 80s, and now it's pretty much every bowl's named after a corporate entity, and it's all about cake, and we get it. But anyway, so keep an eye on Ohio. Maryland could be playing them the day after Christmas. It's the Whip Around Video at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. NBA last night. Bulls taking on the Sixers. Bulls are down 24 at home against Philadelphia. And coming up with about 3 seconds left in the game, a guy who's having a monster year quietly comes through in the clutch.
Carter sets up a screen. Giddy races to the basket. Fires it out. Vucevic the shot.
Vucevic main for three. Vucevic main steps up again. The grizzled veteran steps up and hits the biggest shot of the season.
Vucevic with a three off the feet from Josh Giddey, who had another triple-double as Chicago beats Philadelphia. That was Stacey King going crazy. Chicago Sportsnet 113-111. Bulls right now 6-1 on the year. Kevin Huerter, University of Maryland for Chicago, at 12 points, 5 boards, 2 assists. Jalen Smith, also a Terp from Baltimore. He had 14 points, 4 rebounds, helping the cause. Sticks actually hit a big three down the stretch as they were making that big comeback. But Josh Giddey, if you don't follow the NBA, follow him. Remember, he was traded from OKC before last year. He was drafted first round by the Thunder, teenager out of Australia. Got to add some legal problems there, which he overcame, if you will. But he's a stud. He's a triple-double machine. He's one of the best guards in the NBA. Get to know him. Get to love him because he's really, really good. Toronto beat Milwaukee last night, 128-100. Emmanuel Quickley, 15-6-7 for the Raptors, putting the old puffy pants on the Bucks. New Orleans beat Charlotte, 116-112. How about Derek Queen filling the stat sheets, Nolan? 12 points, 8 boards, 7 assists, 4
Damn.
Steals.
Wow.
Yeah. Zion Williamson's hurt again.
Yeah. What else is new?
They got a hammy. Burger. Nah, he lost all his weight.
Yeah.
The dude can't stay healthy. It's incredible because he's for his size, inch pound for pounds, they're a better athlete than this guy's ever been.
He's a freak.
I mean, but he just cannot stay on the court. OKC, Thunder, defending champs. Speaking of them, they're 8-0. They beat the Clippers last night, 126-107. Aaron Wiggins, University of Maryland, he had 12-2-2. SGA, Nolan's boy, 30 points, 12 assists. He's pretty good. Golden State beat Phoenix, 118-101. Pat Spencer from Loyola and various other parts, 7 points, 3 assists, and or 3 rebounds, 4 assists. That's your NBA stuff this day in sports history. Today is November the 5th, 1976. Baseball, Jim Palmer. We just talked about him yesterday, but today won his third Cy Young Award 49 years ago. 22-13, 251 earned run average, 23 complete games. 6 shutouts, made 40 starts.
How many complete games?
23. 6 shutouts, 40 starts. Didn't even make the All-Star team. 2 of the 3 years he won the Cy Young, didn't even make the All-Star team.
But I mean,
20. Well, last year he had 25. Yeah. 75 and 10 shutouts. I mean, 75, he was incredible.
Nowadays, none.
He had 29 complete games total in baseball this year. He threw 23 himself. 1994, the late, great George Foreman in Vegas knocked out Michael Moore with a right hand to the chin to win the heavyweight championship 20 years after he lost it to Muhammad Ali. So George Foreman regained the heavyweight title on this day 31 years ago. Remember watching this at Brian Fiore's house because we were roommates at the time with my younger brother Brian and Andrea. Oh, it's crazy. Because Foreman was getting his ass beat, quite frankly, until the right hand landed, and he won the title. And on this day, Nolan, you were just a youngster. 25 years ago today, Ravens fans in Cincinnati, Trent Dilfer threw 3 touchdown passes, 1 to Brandon Stokley, which ended a stretch of 5 games without a touchdown. Ravens didn't score a touchdown for 5 games. The defense was so good, they still won 2 of them. But Stokley catches 1. Shannon Sharp caught 2 as the Ravens beat the Bengals 27-7, broke the losing streak, and would never lose again on their way to winning the Super Bowl championship. When we come back, well, the Orioles, they made the playoffs 2 years in a row but didn't win a game. They haven't won a playoff game since 2014. They have a new manager. They brought back a reliever who helped them last year until he got traded away. Jacob Calvin-Meyer. What the hell's going on in Birdland? A lot. Stick around for that. Funhouse, Dolan McGraw. The news from the desk coming up at noon. Ravens back in practice today, getting ready for the Vikings. We're talking about that here on This Woman Crush.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Wednesday. Big old press conference down at the warehouse yesterday. We're here to talk about that on the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Sun. Let's welcome back Jacob Calvin-Meyer. Jacob, how are you feeling this morning?
Hey, fellas, thanks for having me on. I just want to start and say about a month ago I was supposed to come on, and I totally goofed and didn't answer the call. So I just want to apologize for all of the bad takes from a month ago that you guys couldn't hear from me. So thanks for having me back on.
Well, I forgot all about that. Now you've agitated me by reminding me that you blew us off at that time. All right, Jacob. Craig Albert, as he gets introduced yesterday, New England-Boston accent aside, he said a lot of cool things, which you would expect. I mean, Adam Gase kind of failed the opening press conference. Remember, he got the Jets job way back when. But I would guess, Jacob, based on first impressions, he gets a thumbs up, which is all very touching. But why was he the guy in the end? And, you know, did the Oriole job just become too much for him to pass up? Because he did decline opportunities with the White Sox and the Marlins the previous season.
Yeah, as you noted with Adam Gase, generally speaking, when it comes to introductory press conferences, you can't really lose them. You can only lose them. Like, it's almost always a win because people are happy that somebody got hired and there's an exciting new future and it can only go poorly. And that's obviously not how yesterday went. I think Craig Albernaz and especially his family really kind of came out on top and a lot of cute moments with him and his daughter. And I think it says something about him and his family that he made that a big part of his introductory press conference and that they didn't try to corral the toddler as much as maybe other people would have.
I would have.
Yeah, when his daughter eats off somebody's plate at a restaurant like mine did when she was four, I had to pay for somebody's dinner tab, you know what I'm saying? But we're not here to talk about that, but getting back to the point.
I think one of the more interesting things that was hinted a couple times, once by Albernaz and another time by Rubenstein, which is that, you know, this isn't something that Albernaz was desperate to be a manager, that he would have taken any opportunity. We, of course, know the reporting that he declined or removed himself from multiple opportunities last offseason, and he presumably had other interviews with the Nationals and others this offseason. And so he chose the Orioles just as much as they chose him, which is noteworthy considering this is somebody that, despite having, you know, no major league managerial experience, he does bring with him some confidence and some cachet and some clout, which I think fans kind of want in the dugout. And when it comes from the front office's point of view, I really think they believe that this is a home run hire. When you look at the tier of hires of people that hadn't been managers yet, he was probably at the top of that list. And it does seem like this was somebody that was sought after by other teams. And so it's noteworthy that the Orioles were able to convince him to come to Baltimore.
Jacob, how much in play was it with Albie, and I guess we'll call him Albie now, the new Orioles manager, that he came up through the Rays system, who's one with limited payroll? Giants are usually a respected organization, and obviously coming from Cleveland, where they've made the playoffs 2 years in a row with a young manager themselves in Stephen Vogt. How much did that factor in that, hey, you know, Orioles could be more spenders, which we'll get to in a second, than others have, but coming up through those ranks, did that resonate with Elias and ultimately David Rubenstein here?
I think the spending part of it, maybe not as much. I think it helps to know that this is somebody that knows what it takes to be successful in smaller market teams that have had success with smaller payrolls. But I think the more important part, and, you know, again, I think there are some fans that would maybe prefer somebody in the dugout who will push back more on the front office. Okay, opinions on that, you know, may vary, but it was, I think most people would agree, especially people who covered the team, that that really was not going to happen here. Mike Elias and his front office were always going to choose somebody who can speak the language of the front office and understands the language of the front office and can execute its goals. Now, that doesn't mean that Craig Albernaz isn't going to have autonomy to make lineups and bullpen decisions and that he's not a baseball guy through and through as a former minor league player. But I think it was important for there to be very close synergy between the dugout and the front office, frankly, similar to maybe how it was with Brandon Hyde, but this is somebody that they believe can move the organization forward in terms of his experience with the Rays and with the Guardians, and as somebody that has, you know, had some positive marks or a reputation managing at clubhouse.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, talking Orioles here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. All right, we mentioned spending and moving upward financially. The Orioles, David Rubenstein, you were there, said that, you know, we've got the wares to get crazy if we want to, but not too crazy, paraphrasing in regards to salaries. How much do you see an increase in payroll, and how aggressive will Mike Elias be in the offseason trying to bring in from outside the organization? And I don't know if anybody talked at all about re-signing their own at this point in time, namely the Gunners and Adleys of the world.
Yeah, I actually had somebody, when I tweeted out the Rubenstein quote where he said we have no financial constraints, which is something he said multiple times now, I find it interesting that he keeps repeating that line. I don't really fully – I understand what he means. He's basically saying I'm a very wealthy person and I can do whatever I want. But I'm curious, and this might be an offseason where we get the answer to that, which is does Rubenstein want – Mike Elias to be more aggressive, or is Rubenstein's commitment to Elias because he believes Mike is somebody that can win, you know, somebody that's proven that he can win here with smaller or, you know, middle of the pack payrolls. Last season, I believe payroll was actually the largest in Orioles history in pure dollar amount, not accounting for inflation, of course, and it ranked 15th in Major League Baseball. Now, $70 million of that has come off the books because of the guys they traded away at the deadline and people that have since are no longer with the team. And so are they going to get back to where they were last season at $160 million? I think most fans would hope that they would go past that. And more important, instead of sort of dinking and dunking or, piecemealing a pitching staff with a bunch of one-year deals, I think a lot of fans would prefer to see at least a couple of splashes, multi-year deals. Whether that's going to happen or not, whether the front office and Rubenstein find those to be, smart investments, I guess we'll see. But I think it would not shock me if payroll is actually a little bit smaller than what it was last season, because, you know, they'd have to spend just as much as they did last offseason, which was a pretty hefty amount to even get back to the numbers that they were at. Now, if they do go out and give out $30 million to a player, that will obviously get them to a much higher payroll.
Now, Jacob, the thing that I liked hearing from Albie yesterday was where he said analytics was just a piece of the puzzle. And to me, you know, because he had other opportunities and they really wanted him badly, then he had more leverage than probably a lot of other people they wanted. So he could get some things that he wanted.
Yeah. Like we've already seen reports of coaching changes. That's certainly a part of this. Again, I don't want to like spin some sort of narrative that the Orioles front office wasn't willing to hire a manager that had his own vision or that would have the strength to make his own decisions or coaching staff. But that is always a factor when it comes to these things. There was a comment that Craig Albernaz made yesterday where he made a joke that Mike would have preferred him to make this decision faster, which hinted that Albernaz was not sold and it took him longer to end up deciding.
Negotiation.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And so listen, that's a factor here. Again, for example, not to say anything bad about Kurt Suzuki, but that is a first time manager that the Angels hired. They hired him to a 1-year deal. Okay. That is very strange and rare. And so what amount of clout or decision-making power is he actually going to have? that is not the situation here. It certainly could have been where the Orioles decided to hire an inexperienced manager that they can, for lack of a better term, just sort of tell him what to do and say, hey, this is what our analytics guys cooked up, and you're going to do this. Whereas that does not seem to be the situation here from everything that we kind of heard yesterday.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun. Jacob, always appreciate the time. Thanks for answering the phone this time, by the way. And we'll catch up with you because we got a lot going on, obviously, in the offseason as Andrew Kittredge is back, which is a good move. But what's going to happen with Ryan Mountcastle and others? So, Jacob, we'll catch up with you in due time for sure.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Jacob Calvin-Meyer. No, I forgot all about him blowing us off. Shouldn't have brought it up in the first place.
I did, too. Yeah.
Well, it goes to show you felt bad about it, because I totally spaced. When we come back, we're not going to forget Nolan, because we're going to talk to him. Then we got news for the Nats coming up top of the hour, buy or sell, 12:15. And then we'll talk Maryland Hoops at football with Jeff Berman from InsideMDSports.com. Maryland Hoops, they beat Coppin on Monday. They got Georgetown coming up Friday, gaming in here on the Fan. And they got themselves a four-star recruit last week, too. Kind of came out of nowhere. But the Terps, handle your business. Get two more wins, you're bowl eligible. And if you can salvage that, but after a 4-0, we've talked about it, after a 4-0 start, this is not where you expected to be. Third year in a row, Maryland's had four-game losing streaks during the course of a football season. Let's bring Nolan in. Nolan, how are you feeling over there on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
I feel great, and there's so much to get to from the Orioles press conference yesterday. Like we were saying, I mean, I could spend a whole show talking about each of those three guys individually. For Albernaz, I mean, I came away impressed. I mean, first impressions of a guy, I thought he was great. You know, he speaks with an authority, a confidence. I liked what he had to say, particularly about being a more diverse offense. You know, we're not just going to be home run happy. We're going to find ways to get it done. That's what they did in Cleveland. That's what made him so great. So I'm all on board for that. But the comments about the financial side of things, which we just got done talking about with Jacob Calvin-Meyer, and for those who didn't hear it, here's essentially what Rubenstein had to say.
We have the resources to acquire the players that we need to make the team work. So we don't have particular financial constraints. We have an investor group that's pretty deep-pocketed, and so we're able to do what we need to do. And, of course, it's not always the case that the highest payroll wins. Clearly, the last couple of years, that's probably been the case, but that's not always the case. And so we don't feel we need to break records.
So I could go really two different ways here. I like what he said out the gate, and that's kind of what I've been harping on for years, or, well, the most recent years here since the new ownership group took over. Rubenstein alone has deeper pockets than what the Angelos boys brought to the table before him. That doesn't even take into account the Mike Arengettis of the world and this whole group that had to come together and buy the Orioles. I've been screaming here these past couple of years, don't let anyone tell you that the Orioles are, quote, small market. Okay, is Baltimore small market compared to Chicago, New York, LA? Yes, I understand that. But that's where it ends. That's where the conversation ends. All of these owners, their money is as green as the next guy. It's about a willingness to spend. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that and being honest and forefront of that. We'll see what follows. What I don't like is the top spenders don't always win. All right, well, Dodgers just went back-to-back. They spend more than anybody.
Well, he did say that last couple years, yes.
Deeper than that. Well, right. I'll go beyond. I'll do you one better than that. How about the last 15?
All right.
There's only been one time in the last 15 years that a team has won the World Series without a top 10 payroll. That was the Atlanta Braves in 2021. You want to know where they ranked that year?
11th.
Correct.
Hello.
So it's time to get out of the basement. It's time to actually put your money where your mouth is, pun intended, and let's roll. All right? Enough of this, well, we don't have to be, you know, we could spend more, but we don't have to be among the elite. No, you need to be among the elite. You just said you have deep pockets. You just said that your ownership group is as well off as anyone. You have the resources. There's no excuses. Let's go get it done.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. Expect them to live in the $400 million
no.
Penthouse? No.
Don't be. Hey,
what's top 10? What's like 10, Nolan? I mean, how?
Well, they spent 160 last year and they were 15th, as Jacob can. Mm-hmm. So you're 200 mil.
So yeah. For 2025, total payroll allocations, not just the active 26 man, the Cubs were 10th, 211 million.
There you go.
Yep.
And they just told Imanaga to hit the road, too.
Yeah, a guy that coming up in by herself.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But either way, to your point, yeah, they've done it before. Angelos, Earl Pete Angelos, blank check. And he was signing dudes. Then they started to suck because he started to meddle. Then nobody wanted to come play in here because everybody knew how dysfunctional the organization was. Then once John Angelos started to take over, he basically said, enjoy it while it lasts.
Right.
Because we're not going to be. He said that when Manny was in his infancy as a player. We can't afford these guys. So at least he's talked, to your point, Nolan, talking a big game. Question is Mike Elias the guy that could go out and make this happen? Or is he, he was in Houston. They spent dough. Cardinals were more of the frugal variety, more player development, et cetera, but they paid their stars. Is he the right guy to, here's a blank check, go make it work? Is he that guy? I don't know if he is. Muscles O'Neal was his big ticket item, and that did not work out well. Mm-hmm. Could still pan out, got 2 years left, $33 million. But I'm not sold on Elias. I'm buying Rubenstein, no pun intended. I don't know if Mike Elias is a guy that could spend freely.
Right. And as far as I'm concerned, this is it. This is the year. And if it's not gonna be there and the contracts don't come or the wins don't come, certainly, then it's time to start exploring a different leader. Because there's a strong case to be made that you could have pulled the plug after this past year. But if you want to say, all right, we'll give it one more go. And as far as Rubenstein's side of it, he did say the same thing last year. And beyond what we heard through reports about what they offered Corbin Burns and Tyler O'Neill, certainly, there was nothing else. And what really grinded my gears the entire time is that, all right, big money for Corbin Burns. Didn't happen. Now we go not to fringe top 10, middle of the pack. We go all the way to the bottom, all the way to the bargain bin, the damaged goods, the dented cans that fell off the counter. It just doesn't add up. If you're willing to give that money to Corbin Burns, you should be willing. All right, don't give that big money to just one guy. Okay, take that and split it into two and get still two pretty big fish. It just doesn't make sense to me that you didn't get Corbin Burns, so we can't have anybody.
Yeah. So who do we, real quick, because we're coming up on who do you distrust, the owner or the guy that's going to be tasked with spending this money?
I think until further notice, everyone's under the microscope here.
But we're cool with Albie for now.
He won the day yesterday.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Well, John Harbaugh always wins when he talks to the media. And we're going to hear from him, news from the Nest. John will be talking to the media coming up in a couple hours here as the Ravens are back at practice. Buy or sell, where's our money? Hopefully counting that at 12:15. And then Jeff Berman, inside MDSports.com. Talk hoops and talk football with him. Hoops, okay, so far so good. Good recruiting news last week. Football trending in the wrong direction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's Ice Cream Van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.